Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about suing for the cake and all that stuff. I heard the best lawsuit story ever.
What do you mean?
So this guy, a man in New York, is suing CVS, which is like Walgreens or whatever. Do we have CVS's here?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Okay. Is suing CVS after a worker told his wife he uses Viagra.
Uh-oh. And that caused a problem in the marriage?
Yeah, she didn't know he was on Viagra. She thought he was just happy to see her.
Yeah, she thought he was in love.
Yeah. Yeah, but
Turns out it was a little blue pill.
He's suing the drugstore chain for unspecified damages, claiming he suffered genuine severe mental injury and emotional harm.
So you got to figure that the wife went in there one day at the pharmacy, probably a small town, right? And she goes in there and she gets her prescription and somebody behind the counter says, "Hey, by the way, Gladys, you might want to tell Bob to pick up his Viagra. It's been here on the hold for the past 2 weeks."
That's how I'm picturing it.
Boom!
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm picturing it.
What? He gets what? Since when?
Yeah, you could see how, if he's lying about that would be. You could see how that would be devastating to everyone.
I love you, that's why.
The man said his wife has no rights to know about the drug, and as a result, his marriage has broken down. Yeah. I feel like he's going to win. I do, because you're not allowed to tell other people what somebody's
doing. Yeah, but I don't know if he will or not, but I think that person could probably tell your spouse.
No, you can't.
To come get your prescription.
You can't.
I think you could.
No, you can't.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. It goes to court.
Yeah. John Cena. All of a sudden, you guys, out of the blue, this is such a bad idea. John Cena never wanted kids. Now that Nicole has left him, now he's wanting kids. This is a really, really bad idea. If you're not a person that wants children, then walk away from the person that does. Don't stay in it. It's such a mess. This is never going to work. Because, again, I said, like I said earlier, he has such OCD and his house is meticulous. And once you have a child and there's a crayon and there's a wall, they think of it as a mural. Oh, look, I have a crayon and that wall is empty. Let me just color on it.
Yeah, he's going to have to change a lot in his lifestyle for him to adapt to this. You don't think he can do it?
No.
I think he might be able to.
And I'll tell you why. My house obviously isn't anything compared to John Cena's, but I had a really incredible house, and it was a little irritating to put all that crap up.
Yeah.
All the, because it was like three stories up, and it had an open floor plan, and we had to put plastic along all the railings. Oh, my God, it looked hideous. And zip-tied all.
Right.
So he couldn't fall between the slats.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need that.
No, so imagine you're looking up 30 feet and every single banister has plastic.
You got gates everywhere. You got the wall sockets with all those little hatchets in there that plug those up. You got to childproof the house. John Cena, well, we'll see what happens.
I don't know if they have it here, but they had it in L.A. And it's a service that comes in and does it for you. Mm. Do they have it here? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm sure you can find it.
Oh, my God. It's so great. You just call them and they do everything, even your toilets.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, you can't lift up the toilet lid. Well, you're like, how many?
It's quite apparent that John Cena lost this battle with Nicole.
Here's a little bit of the audio.
Of course, I would love to be a dad. And by the way, that's an about face for me. And I realize very much that I have been steadfast in saying that I don't want children. But I'm a little bit older now, a little bit wiser. At age 18, we say things different. At age 25, at 35, I would love it, only because I dedicated my life to my work, and now I'm realizing that there is life, and life exists, and it's beautiful, and I think part of that is being a parent.
Boy, so, does she have him on a string.
No kidding.
Ooh, like a little puppet.
Man, things have switched a rude because he controlled her before. I mean, totally controlled her. It was crazy. And she did whatever he said, and she said she wouldn't have kids because of him. And then she just decided, I don't like this anymore. And now, look at him. Now he's a damn puppy.
She put her foot down, man, and said, hey, this is the way it is, or get the heck out of here.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes with all that baby safety stuff. And the diaper genie. God, he's going to love the diaper genie. Yeah, and vomit. You know, all of it that comes with a baby. Or that one time when they open up their diaper and then they just put it all over their face.
Yeah.
That's a great day.
It's a cute moment.
So cute.
Make sure you get a picture.
My girlfriend had twins, and they both opened up their diaper and smeared it on the walls, on the cribs, everything.
Yeah.
They had to call hazmat.
Really?
A hazmat team to clean
really?
It all.
Yeah, well... Oh, it sounds
We're
like
twins.
So much fun. They're adorable.
So cute. They're so cute. Hey, I guess we saw Melania yesterday.
Yes, there she was spotted.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
Did she smile? Did she smile at all?
I don't know. All I saw was a picture. In the picture itself, she wasn't smiling. Oh. But you got to remember, she's at an event where you wouldn't smile. I mean, you're at a Gold Star Family event.
Oh, right.
Where you know, they'd lost some loved ones.
Yeah.
So
it's not exactly a smiling situation.
Yeah.
But she's okay.
Yeah, it's not like she's at the Macy's Parade.
But you're sure she's okay? Because, you know, she hasn't been seen for so long.
Well, from what I saw in the picture, she was sitting front row with the president, and she seemed to be okay.
Did her boobs look bigger?
No.
Any face work? Because some speculation was.
No, I thought about, you know, maybe a nose job or something, but she looked the same to me, so I don't know.
What about those butt implants?
She didn't stand up.
Oh, she didn't.
I didn't see her standing up. I'm sure she did. She had to walk in there, but I didn't see that. I just saw her sitting. And the way she was sitting, it didn't appear that she was sore in the butt or anything.
That's fantastic.
I mean, she wasn't leaning to one side or anything, it was imbalanced because of butt implants.
Yeah. All right, well, good. I'm glad she's okay. Woo! Man, I was worried for a while. I was like, where are
you were.
Melania?
A lot of people were.
Johnny Depp. They're saying he's fine, everyone. He's fine. Now, a lot of people said it was because he was doing a movie about a cancer victim. If you saw the pictures, he looks awful. But that's not true. That was a movie from last year. So the way he looks right now is not for a movie part. He just looks that way. And you were telling me that you heard a scoop.
I did. I saw a report this morning that his people said that you're seeing Johnny Depp for the first time without his man liner on.
Whoa.
Yep. That he always puts on the makeup. He puts on, you know, stuff to change the tone of his skin. He darkens his eyes. He uses it all around his face, in his eyebrows, his
so he's doing shading.
Eyelids.
Like Kim Kardashian shading.
He wants the smoky look.
No. And so that's why he looks so gaunt and horrible, like a meth addict, because he just didn't have eyeliner
on. You caught him without his makeup, you know?
Crazy.
I mean, we've all seen that, you know, the next morning she wakes up. We've all seen it. Nothing. And it's completely different the next morning, if you know what I mean. And obviously he hadn't been to the makeup room yet.
Ah! All right, well, I'm glad he's going to be okay, too. Man, this is such great news this morning. Melania's fine. Johnny Depp's fine.
Yeah.
I have some sad news for you.
What's that?
And it's breaking, and I know that you're going to be devastated.
What is it?
But this is really hard for me to tell you.
What is it?
Miss America is taking away the swimsuits.
What?
I know.
The Miss America pageant is taking away the swimsuit?
Yes!
That was the only sexist thing left in America. You can't take that away. I live for the swimsuit. Yes, you've got to keep that.
No,
Do not take away the swimsuit.
Breaking news.
No, that's the only sexist thing left for us, guys.
It's just come out. Oh, Miss America is removing.
No, if you're going to remove something, remove that serious question you asked them.
Oh, that's so awful.
Get rid of that.
That was awful.
Leave the swimsuits. I want thong competitions.
Oh, my God, thong.
thong.
They've just announced this morning, this is breaking news, that Miss America is no longer going to have the swimsuit. Competition.
That's a big deal, I guess.
I know.
Right. Oh, no more bikinis.
Nope. It's an end of an era, folks. End of an era.
Yeah. Gosh. I mean, come on. I mean, leave us one sexist thing, please. Can't you? Do you have to take it all away? Does life have to end like this?
Does it?
Please.
Gosh, this is so sad. It is.
Get rid of the evening gown.
Who needs an evening gown?
Those things drag the floor anyway, okay? It's like a mop.
Oh, my God. Get rid of the evening gown.
Yes.
You know what? We should do a thing. Save the swimsuit!
Save the swimsuit and the stilettos, man.
Yes, that's hot.
That's all we got left.
Because it's so practical. I know that, and I'm sure all you moms as well. You know, when you go to the what do you call it? Where do we live? The subdivision pool. Don't we all wear high heels? Yeah. Yeah, we do. We all wear high heels. All, every
well,
time.
Should.
The HOA pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should.
Wearing high heels. Dear God. Sarah Gilbert stands by the decision to cancel Roseanne. Here's the audio.
This has been a very difficult week. A lot of people have been hurt by this. I will say I'm proud of the show we made. The show has always been about diversity, love, and inclusion. And it's sad to see it end in this way. I'm sad for the people who lost their jobs in the process. However, I do stand behind the decision that ABC made.
You know what? The reboot of the Connor family without Roseanne is dead in the water. There's no way that's going to work.
That's what I said yesterday.
No way. That's like, you know, everybody loves Raymond. Get rid of Raymond. Now, there were talented people around him, but you get rid of Raymond, it's over. Jerry Seinfeld, same thing. It won't work.
Then Tom Arnold, and you know how it goes. We only hear about Tom Arnold when there's something about Roseanne because nobody else knows what the hell he's doing. Well, he went on a rant himself. Here he is.
Is she a racist? Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
I wish she'd just go away.
She should sue him.
I agree with that. Yeah, I would too.
I would too. For him to go and accept these interviews and him to plant that seed on his own, you can think whatever you want. That's not what I'm saying. That's pretty low of a person just to go on TV just to call somebody
else.
I
know.
You know, he doesn't know what's in her heart. You know what? She says she made a mistake. She said she didn't even know the person was African-American. You know what? You got to leave it where it is. But for him, vindictive ex-husband, to go and do these interviews and say what he's been saying is just wrong.
And desperate.
And these TV stations, like CNN, he's on CNN every day.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Because it's been, how long has it been since they've even seen each other?
It's hatred.
It's
just more and more hatred.
It's crazy. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? I wanted to tell you one other thing. Speaking of Roseanne, I guess she's going to release. This is what she's threatening. She's going to release the letters, the ABC, the emails that ABC had said, don't worry, we're going to fix this. We love you. You're not a racist. Everything's going to be great. We have a spin team. And she's going to release those saying, hey, isn't it funny that they had said all this, but then all of a sudden they canceled it?
Yeah.
It's going to make them look bad.
It could.
Yeah.
This is not over. It's going to get ugly. And I heard also behind the scenes that ABC is really contemplating bringing her back. They're just going to give it some time, maybe this time next year, and bring the show back. Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? I wanted to tell you one other thing that doesn't go here.
What's that?
I friended you on LinkedIn yesterday.
You did?
And I don't know what the hell I'm doing with that thing.
Right.
But I kept getting notices that different people were looking at my LinkedIn account, and I don't know why I'm talking
about that. I got that notice, too.
Did you get it?
Well, mine said that you were on there trolling.
It did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's Jamie White's trolling.
So I was worried that people would think I was trolling them, so I just hit, like, friend you or something, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
So just so you know.
It's the invite.
By the way, I am trolling on LinkedIn. It's my new thing. It's fantastic. So here's what you do. You go on LinkedIn and you'll see all these professional people, all these professional men, and then you can click on them and kind of see like if they're single or not and if they're like good folk. And then you say, I want to be your friend. And usually they friend you back. And the next thing you know, waka, waka, waka.
You're not okay.
No, it's much better than Facebook because you know that they're all like working. They're not, you know, they're working. They have a job. It's kind of fantastic. So that's why I didn't want you to think I was just trolling you.
Yeah.
So I hit like, I want to be your friend.
Yeah, these are career people
that
are on there to make connections in the career world.
Right.
Not exactly to shack up for a weekend. They're there for.
They're not?
No, that's not why it's
really
not a dating site.
I met a really nice guy that's in charge of Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah, fantastic man.
Yep. He works at Starbucks.
Well, yeah, he's a manager.
He runs a Starbucks. You met him on LinkedIn.
And he told me to come by for a pink Frappuccino.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, that's code word. Yeah, yeah.
There you
that
go.
Doesn't that drink doesn't exist.
Tabloid trash.
That's code word, man. Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.